Welcome to the Medina Township Board of Trustees Emergency Meeting, September 22nd, 4:30 PM, year's 2023. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here. Okay. First thing, and really the only thing on our agenda, is the approval of accounts payable for the COSI resolution. I would move to adopt resolution number 0922-2023-131 to authorize fiscal officer Ventura to pay the COSI invoice due 10-1 of 23, coverage period of 10-1-23 to 11-1 of 23, invoice number 03-212-6918-5, in the amount of $27,499.21, with this six-page document as presented for approval.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I don't, is there verbiage in the resolution to include it in that, or?
There's no other verbiage, and this is just in order to pay the bill. However, it's well documented on the record. Your concerns, is that what you're?
Well, no, that's okay. Not, I mean, my concerns are not the issue at hand here. The issue at hand here is that I don't have a mechanism to pay this bill. There is no way for me to go into the system and pay this. So without the answers to the questions that I asked, there was a reason. I'm not just asking those questions like for fun. I'm asking the questions because I have to be able to record that payment properly in the UAN system, and without being able to get those answers or somebody making up the difference for that amount that was unauthorized, I can't pay the bill. So,
well, my understanding is when these are paid, those differences are legal issues and they're being worked out. So all of those questions are questions that legal is looking into, has been, but we can't not pay the bill. You don't pay the bill, Mark says, we lose our coverage for our employees. We cannot do that.
Well, that's why I asked the question of who, because if this were, it doesn't matter who the employee is, okay? So it could be anyone at the township. If they would come to us and say, that this is not correct, we'd have to find out where the inaccuracy came from and dispute it with Medical Mutual. We can't pay a bill that's inaccurate.
That's exactly what they tell us to do, and they've told us to do in the past, is you pay the bill that's given to us, and they will correct and work with you as it's determined. And that's what we're going to have to do here, because we can't not pay the bill.
We are saying pay the bill, and then we'll rectify the differences and get everything ironed out afterward, but we can't not pay the bill.
Okay, so Chuck, that's where, who authorized the addition onto the contract?
There was no authorization of an addition. There was to be no changes, is what it was.
No, the change was already made. So I don't want, we don't need to keep going back and forth. That was already done. We also have another invoice reflecting that. I have the paperwork that came in that reflects that. So we don't need to keep going back and forth on that.
That's exactly.
But the point being is that we need to figure out who authorized that change, because whomever authorized the change is either needs to pay that out of pocket, or that appropriation account, that salary line will have to be deducted.
Okay. And that's going to be worked out with legal, and it's not probably going to be worked out before this bill is due. So we're going
to. There's no way to pay that.
Well, we'll address that. But we're saying, and I believe the motion is on the table, to approve the payment of this. Okay, and then that's we got to pay the bill now. Everything you've just said, which is documented in emails before, and it is being worked out, but you can't not pay a bill. So I will pass on what you're saying as well to the team of auditors, as well as our legal. But.
You're essentially, what I'm saying is you, I completely agree that a bill needs to be paid. What I'm saying, and I'm not even saying that this bill doesn't need to be paid. What I'm saying is I need the mechanism to pay it. And in order to do that, I need to know who authorized the change. It would just be like no different. We'll give you an easy comparison. If Denny went out and bought $100 worth of supplies at Home Depot, Denny would have been the authorized purchaser. That's it. It's that simple. I need to know who authorized that change, because that's the appropriation account that that amount is going to be applied to.
From my understanding with legal, it's not that simple. It goes farther back, and that's why it's going to be a deeper subject. We are going to we intend to authorize this payment, and if you can't do it, then we'll figure out how to do it. But we're not going to not pay this bill, and I don't think we're going to get those answers that you're looking for, because it's not just those answers, but it goes farther back.
And so, I'm curious too, what is the amount that you're looking at? You said that there's an amount.
Correct.
These two people, obviously, they're on, this is all about your stuff, okay? So let's not be around the thing. This is all about Angela Ventura and Matt Ventura and their medical. This is about Angela Ventura taking off Matt Ventura and his daughter off of the medical. This is also the understanding that the township has a court order that nothing on these things was to change. So technically, I don't think it should have been changed, but you did that anyway, so I'm just saying that's what it is.
Well, you're misrepresenting.
I'm not done. What is the amount,
Chuck?
What is the amount that is in description?
Well, okay.
Is
so
it
first
bucks?
And foremost, no.
Is it $100?
No, it's...
Is it $500?
No, it's... Don't quote me on the exact amount. I believe $145, $200, something like that a month. So... That being said, though, I believe you're minimizing, and you're
not minimizing because we're holding up something very important for over 145 discrepancy.
In all fairness, you were really upset about being underpaid, like $160.
You still haven't done anything about that.
Well,
but here I am. I ate it.
Did you?
I'm not bitching about
you
it.
Didn't make a motion to repay yourself. I can't.
That's from over a year and a half ago.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think you're confused, and it is a confusing situation. So perhaps you're not doing this on purpose. I don't know. There's document A, court order, that was issued in June of 2021, okay? And then there was document B, court order, that was issued in September 13th of 2022. That superseded document A. And that's, but this is, and this is why the township should not be involved.
Why did you give that to us then when Matt Ventura was trying to get health care, and then you sent us the one that says that, you literally sent us the one that said you can't change anything?
Because
why wouldn't you give us both of them? Why wouldn't you give us all the information?
Because Matt Ventura was trying to put a dependent on the plan that he couldn't put on the plan. That's why.
And all I want to do right now is close the book on Matt Ventura. We were trying to get him retired. We were trying to have him insured until he was no longer employed.
And the thing is all you would, he would have been offered insurance through Medical Mutual as a special enrollment period when this change went into effect.
Okay.
The township stepping in is what messed
up.
Oh,
we were going by.
Okay, now, so what?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the bottom line is what you're presenting as your understanding of the facts is not necessarily what legal has told me is their understanding of the facts regarding the various court orders. Okay.
Well,
and I'm just saying,
well,
they know legal,
you know,
and
how
you and
have,
I don't.
Well, you know how we have different conversations with legal. I had an hour and a half conversation with Prosecutor Thompson on Monday after
okay.
we left, and that's not.
Okay.
He was given very different information from
okay.
from Prosecutor Lyons, so that's not what Doug I you. I don't know what you're being told, but this is not the case. But again,
so,
that's the bottom line is I don't have the option to go into UAN and finagle things.
Right.
I don't have the option to override things. So the point being is I'm asking you as the board, who made the change, who authorized the change, because I did not. So I need to know that, so I know which appropriation account to charge for the difference.
And I believe you're going to get a presentation from the prosecutor detailing this exact conversation. But it's gonna come from legal, and not from me, or I don't think from anyone else here. So that's how that's gonna answer. For now, we have a motion on the floor to approve this invoice and to get this paid. And I think I wanna move forward with that. And I understand the objection as much as I can, that you're sharing. But I don't want, I can't not pursue this, and I can't not pay this bill at the risk of having other families being without insurance.
I understand that, but like I said, if we can't, and I can't participate in insurance fraud knowing that somebody committed insurance fraud. It doesn't matter if it was me, if it was you, if it was one of any of the other employees.
It honestly all comes back to the original conversations about these various court orders. And if, as I understand it from legal, and I think legal's gonna present that to you or to all of us, but it's not happening today, and this needs to be paid. It's gonna get worked out, and all of that always will. And anything, but we can't not pay this bill.
Right, so this bill, if you want to, if the board wants a check cut at this next meeting, which I would assume you'd want
right?
So that's what I'm saying. Does the person who authorized the change want to make the difference in the payment? Because that is what should happen. Or do the trustees want to take it out of their salary code? What is the...
That's blackmail in a way is what I
no,
look at it.
It's not 100%. Blackmail.
It's basically like, I am not paying my bill, and one of you three dudes or this township is going to pay my $145.
It's not my bill, Chuck.
So
it's not my bill.
Until it gets fixed.
See, that's why I didn't want to have another conversation, because we're not ever going to come to an agreement without having legal intervene. That's why we have legal. That's why we have a process. I believe I shared that. We have to follow the process.
So I
got a motion on there. You've made it very clear what your position is.
I think we've made it clear.
Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And that is all we have on the agenda. And make a motion to adjourn.
More thing. I don't know who advertised this meeting, but the way it was not advertised legally. So I would just ask that whomever did needs to take more pressure on.
What was the illegal part of it? Or legal part? I did see an email to the...
Can you look at your agenda? Do you have one in front of you?
Okay.
You tell me what was illegal.
Other township businesses on there? But we didn't do any other township business.
But you can't advertise that way. It's an emergency meeting.
But we didn't discuss any township business.
It doesn't matter.
And when we opened the meeting, we said there was only one thing we could do.
But you can't advertise
that. We didn't advertise that.
Yes, you did.
It's advertised that
way,
but there was nothing else that you could do, and that's how the meeting was run. So.
But you can't advertise that way.
But can't you change an agenda if you wish to, the board?
But you it was advertised that way. That's...
I was told to advertise that way.
I'm saying it was advertised that way.
Okay.
So
people make mistakes.
We have a roll call on now.
Not the adjournment.
Okay.
I didn't.
Second it.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned and the time is 4:44.